It is the 200 level, episode 402. We are live from Poor Brothers Craft Tap Room in downtown Champaign, Illinois, Big Ten tournament champs. Second time in 4 years. There have been three players, and Isaac, if you could find it from Derek Piper, I believe, three players in conference tournament history that have averaged over 30 points a game in a conference tournament. They are Kevin Durant, Doug McDermott, sharpshooter, Terrence Shannon Jr. Three players in NCAA conference tournament history have ever averaged 30 points plus per game. Illinois wins three games in 3 days against a red-hot Ohio State team, a red-hot Nebraska team, a red-hot Wisconsin team, with a few bad halves in there. But then finally today, a pretty complete performance minus the first few minutes of that second half, and they responded very quickly to that. So, Isaac, of course, there are bigger fish to fry, but this feels really good. Really, really good.
Yeah, I just want to put one of these T-shirts on I'm looking at. It's perfect timing because my 2021 T-shirt is getting a little worn out.
A little ratty.
It's got some history behind it. I'm trying to find this stat. Okay, so it's from Illini Stats and Notes. The three players to average 30-plus points in a conference tournament since 1996, Kevin Durant, Doug McDermott, and Terrence Shannon. So,
wow.
Again, I know we were having this – fans were asking this last night in the Illini Inquirer podcast. If Shannon makes you the Sweet 16, like, where does he place himself in Illini history?
Well, pretty far up there, Isaac,
yeah.
Because let's be honest, as much as we are big Illini fans, the NCAA tournament history of this program is not – it doesn't match their regular season success.
It's lacking. It's lacking.
And that's historical. I mean, that goes back to Lou Henson, who made one Elite Eight, one Final Four. Bill Self would have given you the most consistent opportunities, but he is a Hall of Fame coach. And then you have, of course, Bruce Weber in his first couple years were fantastic in the NCAA tournament.
So Terrence Shannon was 1 point short of tying the all-time scoring record in the Big Ten tournament.
Okay.
And it was set by Keegan Murray, but Keegan Murray played one extra game.
Exactly, yeah.
That's crazy.
We have a couple minutes here before the brackets are unveiled, and let's just talk about just how insane, as they show Illinois cutting down the brackets there, how absolutely insane of a three-day stretch that was for Terrence Shannon Jr. He willed you to a victory yesterday. I mean, of course you don't win the Nebraska game without him doing what he did. He kept you in it, and then he helped you close it. But you know what I was really encouraged by today, Isaac? And we were texting with Trevor about this, too. The overall completeness of the performance. Coleman, I thought, played a great game.
Yep.
Marcus Damask, 26 points. He was back to his old self. We have Dane Danger giving you 7 or 9?
9 and 6.
4-4 from the field, 1 of 1 from the line, off the bench, a great game for Dane. You had DGL come off the bench, give you some defensive intensity. He made a layup. Harmon is still struggling. Luke Goody with some big offensive boards.
Yep.
I feel like I'm not shouting somebody out. Ty Rogers with his rebounding, insane. I mean, Quincy, I think overall a pretty good game from him.
Yeah, I mean, Luke gave you some good rebounds. It felt like really everybody was stepping up, which you hadn't been getting, and it felt like, again, you had to have Terrence will you yesterday. You had to have Quincy had a good second half yesterday. It felt like today was the most complete. I mean, shoot, you got like 2 good minutes from DGL in the first half, which I forgot about, right? He had that bucket. Even DGL gave you a couple decent minutes there. So this is what you want to see. You want to see your 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th best players pulling it together right now.
Yes. All right, the brackets are about to come out. We do have an inside source. Here's the code word, okay? We're going to give this to 200-level listeners.
Nothing yet.
It's a 200-level exclusive. If we get a good draw, Darren Williams. If we get a bad draw, Mark Allstork. All right, so we're going to get our inside scoop here in a bit from our inside source. Can't divulge who it is, but Isaac, we're plugged in.
We are, slightly.
We are plugged in here. Now, if I recall, and I'm going off the Champagne Showers bracket contest bracket, we got the South and East on the left side, the Midwest and the West on the right. And the one seeds, this will be where it gets interesting, because Iowa State's win yesterday actually makes them a possibility to jump over North Carolina, who lost to North Carolina State. The Big 12, fantastic. Best conference in the country, right?
Oh, yeah.
Versus the ACC. pretty weak conference, all things considered.
I think the Big East is a close second, but yes, to the Big 12.
All right. As Jacob asked, can we get Memphis or Indy? I will say, Jacob, from what I understand, the three seed that you would hope to get, right, that three seed that you would hope to get would probably not put you in Memphis or Indy. I think according to Jeremy and Derek last night, you were looking more at either Omaha or Pittsburgh, maybe Boston.
Yeah.
But hopefully what a three seed does is keep you from going really far out west.
I want to say the matchup they were looking at yesterday had Iowa State as the two seed, had Akron. You would play Akron, right, first game. And then yeah. I think Nevada as the six.
Nevada's the six.
I mean,
I have been encouraged by the six seeds I've seen. The one that I would be a little worried about is Florida. If they get placed on the sixth line, but by hopefully jumping into that three seed line, which I think you deserve it.
Yeah.
But, you know, listen, all that said, it's still about matchups, right? And if you do get a four, I need to see the other teams around you before I start freaking out and saying, well, that's not fair.
You honestly don't want – I know Kansas has been going in the wrong direction, but a guy like Kevin McCullough – and they have K.J. Adams, too. Like, guys like that that can slow down probably Terrence Shannon. Like, those are the matchups you don't want to see, right?
And hopefully you played yourself off of that.
I mean, Kansas
is firmly a four. I think their injuries will be taken into consideration. But their resume probably would not get them above a four. And I don't think they would dip down to a five. They've been a solid four for weeks now.
And they got whooped in the first round, I think, of their tournament.
All right, so we might be getting the one seeds here to start. In the East, UConn. No surprise, UConn is the number one seed in the East on these brackets. That's on the bottom left here. And they're just going to go with the East region. So let's see what we got here. The 16 seed.
So Brooklyn and Spokane. So this would put us in Spokane for the four.
If they kept us at a four. This is going to be Stetson. Sure, that's a cool name, though. Isn't that a type of hat? I think it's a type of cowboy hat.
Yeah, they're like a horse or something, right?
I don't know. Stetson, you draw UConn, probably the most complete team in the country.
Yeah.
And the 8-9, maybe a Michigan State will get in here. Let's see. Okay, the 8-9 matchup to face UConn. Maybe Nebraska could get a touch of this, too. Florida Atlantic.
FAU. They were on the bubble.
They were.
They got an 8 seed.
So it looks like past success has helped Florida Atlantic.
Yeah.
If they view Florida Atlantic as an 8, Isaac, that only strengthens our resume, I
think. 100%. And Wisconsin winning. Wow.
Oh, Northwestern.
Wow.
You know what? Northwestern is too banged up for me to pick them.
I know.
And if they were healthy, I would maybe pick a mild upset, but
right.
I can't do that.
FAU has lost to some bad teams.
Now, here's the thing. You won't be the four here in all likelihood because of how they usually branch out teams and conferences. So in Spokane, your five seed is San Diego State. So they jumped up, I believe, with a win yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. And UAB.
They just won.
Did they win their conference tournament?
They just won, yeah.
Okay. All right, so the fourth seed in Spokane will be Auburn.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I mean, listen, I want no part of Auburn.
No,
I'm glad
either.
They are. Yeah, keep them away from you. They're really good. And Yale, who won today?
Yale, yeah. At the buzzer.
All right, so we got the first part of the East region all filled out. UConn, the 1 versus 16, Stetson. Okay, well, now we're going down to Omaha. Isaac, look out for this. Omaha, Nebraska, this is one of the possibilities for Illinois. The 3, the 6th seed is BYU. Metrics do like BYU.
Yeah.
They're 23-10.
I don't want to be this 3 seed.
And the 11th seed, did we get anything from our source
Duquesne,
yet?
Duquesne, no.
Duquesne. Wow, okay, the A-10 winners. So we got a possibility here, guys. The 3-14, the 3 seed is Illinois. We know it's going to be Akron. We know it's going to be Akron, right? It's going to be Akron. Book it. John Gross, all the narratives. Let's see it. Do it.
Oh,
wow. Morehead State.
They almost beat Indiana earlier this year, I think.
Well, Indiana
right,
sucks.
Not saying much, but.
Well, hey, we got KenPom queued up, so we'll look at that matchup here. All right, 7 seed. Now, this is still part of your path, potentially. I like Washington State as a 7, though, frankly, I would take them as a 6 over BYU.
may not matter depending on who your two seed is, though. So Washington State, beneath you in the bracket, possible Sweet 16 matchup. The 10 seed is Drake. All right. They're a tough team. I honestly, Isaac, would be tempted to pick Drake in that matchup.
Yeah. I wish I'd watched more BYU, and I can't say I've watched Duquesne, but and that's the two seed you want, I think.
Iowa State is the two seed, yeah.
They don't score that many points. They're great defensively, but you've shown that you can play well against good defenses.
All right.
They and did just whoop Houston yesterday, though.
The 15 seed facing off against Iowa State, who once lost as a two seed to a 15 seed.
Yeah.
Is South Dakota State. All right, well, as I look here, BYU, go figure, is 16th in KenPom, and you are 10th.
Okay.
Now, here are some strengths for BYU. Their offense is 11th in the country. Their defense, 48th. So they're a pretty balanced team. They lost to Texas Tech in the Big 12 Conference Tournament by 14 points after beating UCF by 14 the day before. Their losses in the last month include Oklahoma on the road, not a great loss, at Oklahoma State, which is a very bad loss,
yeah.
At Kansas State, another bad loss, and then Iowa State on the road by 5. So that's their losses in the last month. They've also lost to Houston. No shame in that. Texas Tech beat them twice, it looks like.
So they're 16 in the net?
16th in the in KenPom.
Okay. So that I'd be interested to hear what they are in the net.
I'm going to check, actually, here. Brad Evans, who is a bracketologist, and he's been doing his for a while. I wanted to see where he put BYU on his big board. And he did have BYU as the top 5 seed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did we get screwed?
I don't know.
We'll find out. I think Wisconsin firmly played their way into 5. I really kind of wanted South Carolina there.
Yeah.
But I think it will come down to...
I mean, you just named off all those losses. Like, if you can't beat a team that lost all those games, like...
Listen, line it up, and it ain't going to be easy. So, okay,
no.
It's not Darren Williams. That's not Mark Allstork. It wasn't a great draw. It wasn't a bad draw.
No, I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah. Do we got anything from our source?
He thought he accidentally read it as McNeese State, so we thought we were playing
okay.
Will Wade,
well, that's good. We didn't get them. Listen, yeah. Hey, Moorhead State, we got to talk about the first round matchup. There's a game to play.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a break here before the next bracket. We're going to check out Moorhead State. The jokes write themselves. 1-11 in KenPom. They're 26-8 on the season from the Ohio Valley Conference. And in the last month, they did win their conference tournament, of course, to get in. They're 111 to KenPom. Their offense is 124. Their defense is 120. I don't know. I mean, Isaac, this is just one of those, you're 3, they're 14. Just
right,
get it
shouldn't
done.
Matter.
All right. Now, let's see if there's any reaction here in the YouTube feed.
Man, it's kind of nice we got early, too. We don't have to sit here and wait for the fourth region.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so this is, as Ryan says, BYU is terrifying. I mean, I think the metrics would say they're good, but here's what I would...
We can't do this again. We just can't.
No, well, they are not 5. Listen, Wisconsin, by comparison, they're 17 in KenPom. Could you get a game every bit as tough as Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
And frankly, Wisconsin is basically identical to BYU. They're 13th offensively compared to BYU's 11th.
Yeah.
Wisconsin 47th defensively, BYU 48. They're basically clones of one another. So what does that mean? I think that means you just took the A game from Wisconsin and you were able to survive it. If you get the A game from BYU, it's going to be tough.
I mean, that's what you just played and the way you just won the Big Ten tournament, like that's expectable to get to a Sweet 16, right? That's like an expectable round of 32. Now, you'd love to get a draw where a team is just way overseeded versus underseeded, but I think we can objectively say it's not as bad as the...
It's not Houston.
It's not the Houston not situation, bad. And it's not the Loyola Chicago situation.
It's not Loyola
situation.
Getting vastly
and
you
underseeded. And you don't have to play Akron. Like, we don't have to talk about that all week.
Yep.
So.
All right, so here are some metrics here. About, well, should I start with Moorhead State to not overlook?
I think so.
There have been 3 versus 14 upsets before. Moorhead State with a gaudy record. Okay, so their strength looks, offense and defense both in the 120s. 3-point shooting percentage, 35%. That's good for 100th best in the country.
Yep.
And they only give up 31% from three.
Okay.
Which is pretty good. I always check out the 3-point percentage.
Yeah.
When you look at some weaknesses for Morehead State, they have a high turnover percentage rate on offense, and they do not turn the ball over on defense.
What's their offensive efficiency?
Offensive efficiency, they are their effective field goal percentage is 54.4, which is good for 35th.
Yeah.
But they turn the ball over at a high clip. And here's some other things. They do not get to the free throw line very much.
If they turn it over a lot, that's good for Terrence Shannon. That's
yeah,
sure.
they're 229th in free throws attempted per game. So they're pretty far down on that. We are back at the selection show, so we're going to look at Morehead State before they get the next bracket going, and then we'll hit up BYU, which we presume will play, but we'll also look at Duquesne. I mean,
yeah.
Will we be rooting for Duquesne?
I mean,
sure.
Like, we're also bound eventually to get one of those lucky draws, right? Like how we would have had to play Oregon State, right? Like, if we would have beat Loyola,
yeah.
that would have been a very lucky draw.
All
lucky
the games
draw.
Have to play out, so we can look at all these individual matchups, but you don't know until you know.
Who was it that had to play FDU last year after FDU beat Purdue? Like, we're due to get one of those upsets in our little bracket, right? So we can play somebody easy to
yeah,
get to
you're
the
right.
Sweet 16.
Okay, so in the South region, we got Houston as the one seed.
Longwood.
They will bounce back, I would believe, from their awful yeah. performance yesterday.
Where
and they
is
got Longwood as the 16.
Morehead,
oh, go
sorry,
ahead.
Sorry, no. Morehead State, is that Kentucky?
Hmm.
Something?
Yes, it is in Kentucky.
Okay. Oh, Nebraska.
Hey,
wow.
Nebraska.
That's high.
Don't get too excited, guys.
That's
all right,
a lot.
There they go.
Yeah.
Your gift is you get to play Houston. But you know what? I'd want to watch that game.
Yeah, that'd
be
exciting.
Interesting. The 9 seed, though, can they get past Texas A&M?
Oh, man. I don't like that.
That's a tough draw.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're on the 8 line, you're
right. You're
it's going to be pretty
team,
even Steven.
Yeah.
Let's look at Texas A&M compared to them.
Well, A&M had a big week at the SEC tournament. They almost...
Yeah, you know what? That's going to be a heck of a game, man.
Yeah.
A&M's 44, KenPom versus Nebraska's 28th.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh,
Wisconsin
wow.
is the 5. A deserved 5,
yeah.
despite their late season swoon.
Look at those losers.
Come on, play a tough 12 seed.
yeah.
Play a tough 12 seed. Thank God we beat them. 12 seed, we'll go 2. Mm-hmm. Anytime. James.
Oh, ooh. Wow.
Can James Madison, who beat Michigan State at Michigan State earlier this year, get another Big Ten upset? What do you think?
I don't know. Michigan State was playing really, really rough at that time. And again, I mean,
dude,
was,
James Madison is not bad for a 12 seed.
No.
They're 59 in KenPom.
They were ranked for a chunk of the season.
Yes.
And they just won
that's
their conference.
That's a tough draw.
They only lost 3 games. Wow.
Oh, man. That's...
That sucks for Wisconsin.
I don't know. I mean, Duke has struggled, but Duke is much more talented. And Duke is the 4 seed. We'll play 13 seed. Is it going to be a sexy upset pick?
Vermont.
Eh,
okay.
No. Nah.
I'm interested to see where Michigan State ends up.
Yeah.
Nebraska got a favorable seed because I know some people had them as a 10.
Okay, so let's see the 6 seed in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I mean,
Tech.
Take your pick, right? Could have been Texas Tech or
you
BYU.
Texas Tech just beat BYU twice? Or they
yes,
beat them twice,
twice
this year?
Yeah. So, you know, there are sometimes teams that the metrics love
wow.
them. Wow. NC State in the 11.
Yeah.
Isaac, there's sometimes teams that the metrics love them.
Yeah.
But they might not be as good as their metrics. Wisconsin never fell further than 25th, even when they played really crappy.
Trevor said Michigan State's like top 20 in every metric.
Mm,
but they
yeah.
don't play like it.
Right. Okay, so the 3 seed... We're going to see our comparables here.
Man, that sucks for a bubble team that just missed out because of NC State.
Oh, by the way, I missed. Are we playing Thursday or Friday?
Oh, geez. Thursday or Friday?
Does it?
Thursday?
Okay. Well, and we won't know the time until
I guess
later.
I just... Yeah.
But, oh, Kentucky gets the 3.
Oh, they got a 3.
Okay. Yeah, well, they've been red hot. Depending on the 2 seed,
they're
that
playing
might be
Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday in Omaha.
Okay. Time undetermined. Just please don't be during the school day. Otherwise, we are not learning anything. Sorry, kids.
Florida, okay.
All right, Oakland, the 14th seed. Now we got Florida's a 7. I tell you what, thank God they're not a 6.
Yeah.
They did lose their big man today, according to Illini Brick Girl.
Yeah.
In the chat thread.
Yeah, bad injury. Oh, wow, okay.
Boise State, Colorado is the 10s. Boise, Colorado. Okay. All right, elsewhere.
Would you prefer Thursday or Friday to play Thursday or Friday? So then you're playing on Saturday for the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I hate waiting.
I agree. I'd rather play Thursday.
I hate waiting. Let's just get to it. Now, do I prefer it to be an evening game? Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Friday. Yeah, can you get off work at the drop of a hat if you need to Thursday afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could be sick, that's for sure.
Yeah. Marquette.
Okay.
Would you rather have Marquette or Iowa State as your team?
Iowa State, 100%.
Yeah.
That's what, like, it's easy to look at BYU and be like, oh, they're, you know, overseeded or underseeded or whatever, but when you look at the whole big picture, which is what you should be doing,
mm-hmm.
I like the Iowa State. And, I mean, who knows? BYU could lose first round.
Let's talk about Duquesne and see what kind of matchup they might present against.
They were, like, they were not the favorite to win their conference tournament.
They are 86 in KenPom. Yeah. They'll go against – now, they have a really good defense, 28th in the country. We'll see if that poses any problems to BYU. I mean, listen, first things first, Morehead State.
Yeah.
Now, I believe that the times come out later this evening.
Yeah.
Maybe within the next couple hours.
I haven't seen anything yet.
After all the games are – man, there's some crusty people on Twitter right now. Wow. Hello.
That's expected.
Never change, Twitter. Cesspool, you. All right, so there, we got the South and the East figured out. Well, as I look at this right now, starting with the East, UConn, I feel like, has a fairly easy road.
Yeah.
And as the overall number one seed, I believe they probably deserve that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the bottom of the bracket's wide open.
Yeah.
Is BYU the easiest six seed? We'll see compared to others, but take them or Texas Tech? I don't know. Hey, you know, I'll also say this. I don't mind avoiding the storyline game against Akron.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, like, it would have been too cute. I don't really care about the John Gross thing anymore.
No.
But it would have been fodder for people to talk about.
Yes. And then national people would have got caught on to it by Wednesday.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Then they would have been the hot pick.
All right, we got a break here before we get to the Midwest and the West brackets. So, quick reminder, the 200 level brought to you by DP Dough. Online at dpdough.com. For all the best deals and prices, dpdough.com. State Farm agent Brian Hansen online at brianismyguy.com. Life, auto, home, business, renters, you name it, Brian is my guy, and he can be your guy as well at brianismyguy.com. We also have Owen Builders LLC online at owenbuildersllc.com for home additions, patios, and decks. Luke and his staff are the best in the business. Check out a gallery of their work at owenbuildersllc.com. And finally, got to thank Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, 217-841-4728. That's Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Schedule your AC checkup before the weather gets too warm by giving them a call at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. Also got to thank Champagne Showers. We got some paper brackets here for the folks at Poor Brothers, and we also have an online bracket challenge that we'll tweet out. We'll get it out to everybody so you can join for free. I'm going to enter it myself. All right, so Isaac.
Let's see. Trying to get some inclinations on a time or a Morehead State breakdown.
Interesting. From Bobo, the Illinois bracket has three of the four final four teams from last year.
Okay, so you have UConn.
This is from, Bobo.
Oh, FAU, duh.
We were talking about Morehead State, and you're right. They did compete against Indiana.
Yeah.
But
Indiana was awful.
They were bad. They lost at Purdue by 30, and they lost at Penn State by 23.
And they got whooped by Alabama.
Whooped by Alabama, who's got an offense similar to you.
Right.
You know, I'd be worried if they were exceptional in offense or defense, but they're firmly in both of them.
They beat St. Mary of the Wood by 69 points.
St. Mary of the Wood.
Glad we didn't draw them this year.
Not even ranked.
Not even a real team, I don't think.
That honestly is the closest I've ever heard to, like, Little Sisters of the Poor
or that old
cliche they talk about. Now, by comparison, because I was all but certain that Akron was going to be the matchup, they're 116 on KenPom, Morehead's 111. This is the benefit of being a three seed. You avoid.
Yes.
I mean, shoot, look at this. Okay. Four seed. Where's Vermont? Let's find out where Vermont
is. Just won their conference. I don't know how great they are.
They're 104, yeah. Yale.
They just won.
You know they're going to be a smart basketball team, but maybe not very athletic. But, you know, Yale, they're 84th in KenPom. That's
right,
20
it's a
jumps.
Little scarier,
that's substantial. Yeah. But I think the five seed, man, Wisconsin drawing James Madison.
And
I think the
Duke,
way Wisconsin's playing, I'll pick him.
Yeah. That would be – I mean, Wisconsin would have beat most other teams today. They just happened to run into Terrence Shannon at the worst possible time.
Yeah. Let me check out San Diego State. I'm intrigued by that.
They're the five, the other
they're,
five?
Oh, yeah, they're five seed. They're 21st in KenPom facing UAB. I tell you what, though, Auburn is going to be a really sexy pick to make it to the Final Four instead of UConn. We'll see. Now, anxious for the Midwest bracket to see what Purdue's draw is.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to do Midwest or West coming up here. And hey, YouTube chat feed, while you're in there, if you guys can subscribe, if you haven't already, to our YouTube channel and just hit that thumbs up button. And if you're seeing anything on, oh, Jay Billis is hyping up Morehead State. Hey, it's that time of year, guys. You're like,
how far is Omaha? That's a good question.
Omaha is quite the hike. What, like maybe 8 hours? All right, here we go. We're going next to...
Seven, not terrible.
Seven?
Seven, yeah.
Hmm. The Midwest, Purdue,
okay,
number one seed. Let's see what their draw is.
Purdue.
And they get to play in Indianapolis, which is deserved.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they deserve it.
Man, that's a home game, essentially.
Montana State and Grambling State. Well, I don't foresee... A repeat of last year.
I mean, if you're Purdue...
But I'm intrigued. I'm always intrigued by the 8-9.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. Elsewhere in Indianapolis on Friday, the 8 seed is going to be Utah State. Okay. I would have liked them instead of BYU, but that's okay. A lot of Utah teams.
Yeah.
Well, maybe just two, but
Mountain West gets
two more than I thought there would be. And 9 will be... TCU. I don't know.
Yeah, I have no
depth in the Big 12. Maybe that's why they got what they got.
I know they were a bubble team, too, though, so they're getting one of those.
I mean, Purdue's got to make the Sweet 16.
yeah, they have to.
And I think they will. Now, Gonzaga is the five. That's a pretty weak five. I mean,
this feels like the first time Gonzaga's,
there's your 12 pick.
Yeah, that's going to be the sexy
there's
pick.
There's your sexy pick right there. McNeese State is the 12 seed. Will Wade, that crooked Will Wade.
Yeah.
Though in all honesty, he was just doing what all the coaches are doing now.
He just got caught.
He was just cheating before it was legal. All right, so McNeese State will be the very popular pick to get a win. I'm so glad to have avoided a team like that.
Oh, my gosh.
On the four line, you have... Let's see here. Also in Salt Lake City, Kansas.
Wow, okay.
Now, I'm intrigued. They're coming in beaten and bruised a little bit.
Yeah.
Samford?
I know.
You know anything about them, Isaac?
LaTulip was talking about them being pretty fun to watch. I don't know. Wow, it's clearly warmer
81
there.
KenPom. They got a pretty good offense.
Are they in Florida or something? Dadgum.
I don't know.
It's warm. They're outside.
Nice and warm.
Yeah, Kansas, that'll be very interesting to
Sanford's
see.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, so it is warmer.
Well,
I think McNeese is going to be a trendy pick to make the Sweet 16 right there.
Purdue, you better make the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of resistance right there. South Carolina, that was the one I wanted.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean,
they also, didn't they beat... Did they beat Tennessee not that long ago? I mean, the SEC.
Yeah, that's true. The SEC is a better league.
It's
than,
a better
no,
league.
But wait, is BYU in the Big 12 or Mountain
they
West?
They are. They're in the Big
they
12
are in the Big
now,
12
yeah.
now. Oregon. Yeah, like
that's
South
another,
Carolina.
Another bid stealer won last night. Creighton
gets the three.
Okay.
So you are comparable to Creighton, who's really good.
Yeah.
And Kentucky.
Kentucky, okay.
Wow. That's a pretty good year, Isaac.
I mean, we added how many of our quad one wins like the last 2 weeks?
Four.
Four of them, yeah. Because we only had like three before.
Yeah. All right, they're going to play Akron.
Okay, there you go. John Gross.
Go get him, John. Yeah. They're going to lose by 20. I mean, they shouldn't even be in it.
Yeah, they should have lost.
I mean,
they should have lost last night. Texas, wow.
Okay, Texas is the 7.
That's. I thought they were like right on the bubble.
I did too. So Virginia, wow, Colorado State,
and Charlotte,
CSU. Okay, so Thursday, the 2 seed in the Midwest is. Let's see.
Why is
Tennessee and Charlotte? Stop talking, Seth Davis. Let's move along here. Yep,
yeah, Tennessee.
Okay. That, I think, is a good draw for them. Texas or Virginia?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Also, these teams that bow out in really spectacular fashion in the conference tournaments, they seem to regroup.
It feels
like
that.
Get the stinker out of the way, you know?
I know Virginia, when they won it a few years ago, did that.
St. Peter's.
Okay.
Hey, weren't they a team a few years ago that made a run?
They beat Kentucky, and then they beat.
And then their
they
coach
beat Purdue.
Yeah, that's right. In the Sweet 16.
Then they lost North Carolina. Who
their coach
won it
is
all.
Now at Seton Hall.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
All right. So there is your bracket. Purdue. I mean, come on,
yeah.
Guys. You got the draw. Purdue, Tennessee will be an easy pick.
Yeah.
It just seems to me like this is the weakest bracket so far.
100% so far.
But, you know, the good news is this, Isaac. I don't look at ours and say, boy, do we get screwed.
No, no. But, again, like, even if – unless somehow Kansas or something dropped to a 6th seed, you just – at some point you have to get over it and just play who's in front of you.
Huh. This is from Bobo, though. 5 of the top 16 teams on KenPom are in the East region. Now, in fairness, Bobo, in fairness – you're going to have 3 or 4 in each region other
right,
than that.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Like, you got one more. That would I prefer to be in the region that has only 3 of those top 16? Sure.
Yeah, there should be roughly 4 in each, right?
Yeah, but the good news is that UConn and Auburn are on the other side.
Yeah,
if either of those were on your side,
right.
I would be much more concerned.
I mean, that's like, if you're playing for a Final Four, that's who you're going to have to beat.
Yeah.
You're going to have to beat a UConn or something.
All right, from Brad, can't look ahead to BYU, you have to beat Morehead State. Yeah, listen, Brad, I won't take anything for granted.
Yeah, no.
I think that as we have a week or a few days at least to digest this, I also, one thing I like, Isaac, I prefer the Thursday to the Friday with a shorter turnaround.
Yep.
You're healthy.
Yep.
Okay? You don't need the extra rest. I think any extra time that you have off, you get the potential for rust. Just get out there and play again.
Okay, so I know you played Drexler on a Friday, right? I want to say.
That was on early Friday morning.
Yep. And then I know last year was Friday, right?
Mm.
I can't remember. The Houston loss was a Sunday.
No, it was a Friday, I think, against Arkansas.
I feel like
early afternoon, and then, I mean, that game just sucks. So I.
Yeah.
But that team, by that point, was so unlikable.
Right.
That's
so,
like, let's just.
Just, I like the Thursday game, anything different than Thursday.
This is from Mike. I think this is really the story right here. Let's be honest. We are our own worst enemy. If our guys come out focused, I feel really good about the ability to make a run. We're a legit team this year. We just need to play like it. Mike, that's why, and Isaac, what your response to?
Yeah.
That's why I think today was so encouraging, because I think it was the closest we've seen to a 40-minute complete performance.
Yeah, right, right.
Some defensive lapses, you could argue, early in the second half. But overall, I just feel like that was Wisconsin on one.
Yeah.
You weathered the storm. And more impressively, you immediately battled back and turned that 10-point deficit to a 3-point deficit in a matter of a minute.
I think that's something we've talked about during this season, but your ability to punch back has been so much better this year.
Yep.
It feels like a lot of games you've gone down big. And then even like the Tennessee game very early on, I think you went down like 12 and you ended up losing by single digits.
Yep.
So just the fact that that everything doesn't go to crap when you go down 7 or 8 points has been awesome this year. I mean, you literally you won the Big Ten tournament and you were down double digits in all 3 games.
Yep.
That's crazy.
This is from Greg. Illinois played from behind and battled all 3 games. I don't mind that going into the tournament. I hope they don't get in the mindset that it's okay
that
to go
can
behind.
Do it, right.
I also just think, though, as I look at these matchups, you aren't a 1 seed, so your 3 versus 6 was not going to be a gimme.
No.
Now, would I take – here are your other options, right? 6 seed Texas Tech, they're 24th, KenPom, and they beat BYU by double digits twice. So that's metrics not agreeing with the results. We also have six-seeded South Carolina. That was the one I wanted because the metrics don't like them. But then they're in a tough league as well in the SEC with a gaudy 26-7 record. So, you know, it's pick your poison.
So who's our eight? Is Northwestern in ours?
Northwestern is the eighth in ours against in FAU. No, the nine against eight seed FAU.
So Brad Evans, which did you already say this? He thinks we kind of got.
Does he think we get screwed?
We got a little screwed just because us, UConn, Iowa State all won the conference tournament. UConn Final Four last year. Yeah. Iowa State's playing hot. FAU went to the Final Four last year.
Here's the thing, though. Like, the games have to play themselves. Breaks can occur.
Yeah. We could just get lucky.
If we're on one, we could beat anybody.
I mean, this is how I felt in 2021, right?
Yeah.
Like you can beat any. And you should have. You should have still beaten Loyola. It's not like the fact of the matter is you would have had to play Oregon State, right?
Right.
So then you would have gotten a break. Like, you just had to get over the hump.
Listen, I agree with Mike in that regard. We're our own worst enemy, or we are our own best friend.
Yeah.
It's really up to this team to decide. So North Carolina does get the final one seed. That makes sense after Iowa State.
Still no Michigan State yet.
No Michigan State yet. So I don't have to be the bearer of bad news for my wife if they don't get in there.
So we have...
I don't believe she's watching this right now.
Do we have four big teams, right? Big Ten teams right now?
Four. Illinois, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Nebraska.
In Purdue. So five. Okay.
So we are waiting on the six.
Man.
I'm trying to write down the 16 seed. Who cares? They're close.
There's no way they leave out Michigan State.
Mississippi State at eight.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Michigan State? Listen, they're going to be in. They have to be.
Yeah. They at least
nine
play
seed.
A game.
There
oh,
you
there
go.
Goes, yeah.
Well, that's... Mississippi State.
They just lost.
They're 30th in KenPom. You got Michigan State 18.
I forget who they lost to in the SEC tournament.
I mean, here's the thing, Isaac. Come on. BYU 16, Michigan State 18. I love KenPom because it law of averages, it should even out. St. Mary's gets in as a 5 seed.
That'd be the most Tom Izzo thing, though, to upset North Carolina.
Okay. They're going to be they're out west. That's a good break for them.
Yeah, holy
jeez.
Cow.
Grand Canyon.
Okay.
I can see that as a possible upset. I don't really trust the St. Mary's or the Gonzagas of the world. I know Gonzaga, I mean, they literally made a national title game 2 years ago.
Yeah, right.
I don't trust them. All right, Friday in Spokane, the four seed is going to be... Alabama. That's a pretty good four seed that can really light it up. And I tell you what, man, them having to go out west to play, I mean, they should beat St. Mary's because they're just better than them.
Yeah.
But
it's not,
I like that we don't. I like that we don't have to travel that far.
Right.
I mean, Omaha, that's a quick little plane ride.
Clemson.
Would have been nice to be in Memphis.
I'm glad we avoided Clemson, though.
Yeah, Clemson's tough.
I just saw somebody say that, like, five of the top, or did you, maybe you said that, but somebody said five or six of the top 16 KenPom are in our.
Yeah, five.
Whatever.
But I mean, that means the average would be four.
Right,
if they just did a straight KenPom, there'd be four in each.
Right?
New Mexico gets the 11 against Clemson. All right.
I'm really just going to wait and see what Trevor says. If it's
man, it would have been cool if they were Memphis on Friday.
Yeah.
I would have taken the day off. And
oh, Baylor, okay.
Baylor, fine.
So six Big Ten teams. Okay, they got Colgate. It would have been nice to play Colgate again.
Yeah. So would you have taken Clemson or BYU as your potential second-round matchup? I think it's, again, pick your poison.
Yeah, from... Oh, Dayton, okay.
Dayton as the seven. That's a tough seven.
I don't know a ton about Clemson, but from what Derek and Jeremy have said, they would have good matchups for us, like to stretch out Coleman and guard Marcus.
All right, Nevada.
See, oh, wow, they're a 10 seed. Wow.
They were, yeah. So yesterday on some of the bracket boards, this was a team that was looking at a 6.
Yeah.
And it was like, I would love to play Nevada. Well, they got a 10.
Holy cow.
So that's what the committee thinks about them. Wow.
Stinks for Dayton.
But they get to stay out west. So Dayton has to go play Nevada in Salt Lake City.
Man, that stinks for Arizona, too.
Yeah, Arizona. Listen, man,
they
I'm sorry. We didn't get screwed. I don't think.
No, no.
I've seen far worse screw jobs from the selection committee, and this is not one of them. All right, Arizona, the 2 seed. They lost once as a 2 seed to Steve Nash.
Okay, so Long Beach State, they fired their coach earlier this week, and then he won their conference tournament.
Yeah. All right.
Wow. Whew.
So
who are the 14s? Who are the other 14 seeds?
The 14 seeds, you're looking at Oakland. We already played them.
Close.
Colgate.
Close, though. Yeah, Colgate.
You already played them.
Yep.
14 seed Akron. How did they not give us Akron? I'm flabbergasted.
I will say of the four teams, I'm fine with that.
And then you get Morehead State that already has struggled against two Big Ten teams worth of crap, and they barely lost to Indiana. But Mike Woodson was probably too busy tooting his own horn to really care. That was early in the season.
And then who are the other 6 seeds besides
the
BYU?
The other 6 seeds, so you are, okay, the one you would face is BYU, but yep. You could have faced Texas Tech, okay. South Carolina,
okay.
Or Clemson. I don't know. You could do worse. Come on.
Yeah.
This is, you do what you got to do, you're making the Sweet 16.
Right.
And if you don't, you don't. And that's, we've seen that plenty with Illini basketball.
I mean, you should beat all four of those teams if you line up against them, like.
And then, what's your gift? Well, the number one defense in the country, probably, in Iowa State, who I think will get out of their pod with Washington State, Drake. Yeah, yeah. But wouldn't that be interesting, a Drake-Iowa State matchup?
Yeah.
So that's Ames to Des Moines. Not a very far drive there between those two teams. And they're both in, well, I don't know if they are in Omaha. This whole side of the bracket is in Omaha.
Oh, wow.
So they would have a pretty good turnout between their fans. Yeah, South Dakota State, maybe some of their fans will trickle down there too. I like that we'll have a little bit of a presence there.
Yes.
I like that they'll probably just go there tomorrow. Like
some people, or yeah.
Do class online.
They probably go on Tuesday.
All right, so
we got 6, okay.
Conferences with multiple bids, 8 for the Big 12, 8 for the SEC, 6 for the Big 10, 6 for the Mountain West, 5 ACC, 4 Pac-12. Last four in, last four in, Boise State, Colorado, Virginia, and Colorado State. The first four out,
wow.
Oklahoma, Seton Hall, Indiana State.
That stinks.
Ouch. And Pittsburgh. That bubble shrunk, and I feel a little bad for Indiana State, but you can't go down 20 in your conference title game.
No, I mean, at least two of those teams would have got hurt. If Oregon would have lost last night, and if NC State would have lost, two of those teams would have got in.
Well, chat thread and YouTube, that's let crazy. Us know what you think. I mean, I don't know.
I'm just, even if we did get a bad matchup, it's been too long talking about Loyola and talking about Houston. Like, at this point, we can't talk about that all week. Like,
no,
we just got to line up and you got to line up and play who's in front of you.
And eventually make your own luck.
Right, exactly. Like, be the better team.
Yes, be the better team. And the encouraging or the exciting thing is that this team can be the better team.
Yes.
We've seen it. This team can also play the first half like they did against Nebraska and then get rushed off the court, at least for a little bit, from BYU.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, you saw them come back from double-digit deficits in each second half.
And this is undoubtedly the most consistent team of the 2021 team. They started
offensively?
Yes, but they started off the year pretty poor. You haven't lost back-to-back games all year.
That's right. This Illinois team is yet to lose back-to-back games. It makes me wish the NCAA tournament were double elimination.
And I mean,
sadly, it's not. That'd be great if it was.
When's the last time we played back-to-back bad halves?
Mm.
Like, it would probably be one of the games without Terrence.
The closest thing I thought was the second half of Ohio State and the first half of Nebraska.
Yeah. I'm just saying where you played 40 bad minutes.
And
like
I should say 40 bad minutes, you're right, because the last 10 minutes of Ohio State you stepped up.
Right.
I like that we had a break between winning the tournament title.
Yeah.
We got to soak in that for 20 minutes as opposed to last time when that game went overtime against Ohio State and it ended and they immediately went to the selection show.
Yep.
So we got to bask in the glow for a little bit. Let's revisit that. Why today was so encouraging. I thought it was 40 pretty good minutes of basketball.
Right. And the fact that I know Wisconsin scored 87, but when you're playing at the pace that Illinois plays at, it really comes down to the points per possession.
Yep.
And even in that second half when Wisconsin went up 10, it felt 50%, like, okay, you need to probably, you can't go under on screens, right, Marcus? Like, you can't go under on Chucky and Klesmet and everything. And then it felt like 50% of that was just them hitting big shots. I mean, you should have probably won by 10 if Klesmet doesn't hit those, you know, crazy threes at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So it didn't feel as much today like a bunch of defensive breakdowns or guys just being lazy. It felt a good amount like Wisconsin was really hitting some shots.
From Jacob, make plays and win. Yep, and they finally looked loose the last three halves. Jacob, that was encouraging to me.
Yes.
This team today showed up ready. They showed up loose. I thought you were trailing by 2, 3, 4 points in the first half, mostly because Wisconsin was making big plays. You weren't playing poorly.
Yep.
This is from Brad Underwood, according to Bobo on the Sweet 16 drought. It's not about checking the box. I came here to win a national championship. Well, I love it. First things first, make the second weekend.
At the end of the day, Underwood's not, he's only been here for what, 7 years or whatever. He wasn't a part of the teams like that haven't made the Sweet 16 before he got here. So, but now he did have that same problem when he was at Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Not making the Sweet 16.
And,
so he
and
does
fair
have.
When you're Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah, you're not expected to go that.
They played well. When he was at Oklahoma State, they had one of the best NCAA tournament games I'd ever seen, losing to Michigan, I think, right?
Yes, and then Michigan went on. Was that one of the final or national championship years or
something? Yeah, yeah. And this one more here from Jacob as well. The team doesn't depend on jump shots like the previous teams with Trent, Io, and Plummer.
Yes.
Sans Kofi. Yes. And that's true. The lack of depending on jump shots, I think, is a plus for this team. They can create an easy shot, and you got at least two guys that can do it. And if your supporting cast is playing well, then you're in great shape.
I mean, even Ty, right? Like, Ty can go get his own bucket. Like, we have so many guys that can go score, which we don't have to just rely on two guys.
Yep. All right, we're going to do a rapid-fire segment with a special guest. This is my niece, Alexis, who's sporting her Luke Goody jersey.
Nice.
And Luke had a monster Big Ten tournament. Okay, Alexis, I got three quick questions for you, okay? Number one, it's not a question, but it's a challenge. Say something nice about Zach Edey. She's stumped. She's still stumped. Okay, well, I sat next to her at the Purdue game, and it reminded me a lot of younger me. Actually, it reminded me today of when I was watching Max Klesmet, and I wanted to just punch his face. And I thought, I'm 37. I should be more mature than that. Okay, easier question. Illinois makes the Sweet 16 if?
If they can beat the other teams.
And what is the key to doing that?
Playing as good as they did today.
I would agree with that. Do you think that if you had to grade today's performance, Alexis, against Wisconsin, what would you grade it for Illinois?
Well, they were kind of not doing the best at the beginning of the second half, but then they turned it around and they did really good.
They did. I agree. Alexis, do you think we're going to be playing in the Sweet 16? Are we going to be playing next weekend?
Yes.
She nods. She says yes. Book it, Alexis. Thank you for joining us on the Tuner Level. All right, so we have. Man, we won a banner today, man.
I know. I almost forget about it.
Well, it's such a whirlwind.
Yeah.
And then you just sort of.
And they did just show. They just showed that overall seed by the tournament committee, you had the highest total, which means that you technically by overall seed have the weakest region of the other ones. Like, so you had a third. Your total seed line in your region was 36.
Okay.
By top four seeds, I believe. So
yeah, I think we're in okay shape.
There's gonna be a region with tougher.
Yeah.
Right. Like.
Listen, how many times do we need to watch this to know this never goes scratch?
Right.
It never goes scratch. So, all right. It is 5:45. They're talking to the, I think the head of the selection committee. Listen, there have been many selection Sundays where it ends, and I'm like, oh God.
Yep.
The Houston one was an obvious example. I didn't feel like we were going to beat Arkansas last year. When Loyola's name came across 3 years ago, I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I got to watch Sister Jean get trotted out and everybody's favorite little underdogs that could beat Illinois, the in-state. I just hated it from the start. We have no connection with any of these teams. I like that.
Yeah, right. As far as we know.
Yeah, and you. Listen, you got Terrence Shannon Jr.
Right, he's playing better. He's playing like the best player in the country right now.
So, we sit here and talk about a Sweet 16, dude. If he plays like that,
yeah,
Good luck, Iowa State. You know, like, I listen, you got to play the games, but I like what they did today. It makes me much more encouraged than previous seasons going into it.
Yes.
And I would actually even include maybe 2021.
You feel better going into the tournament right now?
I'll say this. I didn't have the gut reaction when BYU's name came across.
Yeah.
I didn't have that gut reaction like I did when Loyola's name came across.
No, yeah, that was because they were so underseeded. And again, I think it comes back to the consistency thing and the amount of veterans you have. That, like, the fact that Quincy is like your fourth or fifth guy, and he's been in college for so long, right?
Yeah.
Like, that has definitely helped you, because there's been a lot of games where this season where I think underclassmen would have fallen apart. And then I think, the fact that even if Terrence is having a really bad game, the fact that Marcus could go score 30 and save your butt, I think that's huge.
All right. One more thing before we close out, Isaac, because I know you got a podcast to go cover with the Illini Inquirer guys. So this is from Jacob. Illinois is the last 3 seed. Okay, that makes sense, which means you're playing the best 6 seed, which in the committee's mind is BYU. Now, that means I want to look at the 5 seeds here and ask you, would you trade any of those 5 seeds for BYU?
Okay.
Now, obviously, Wisconsin would not be one.
Okay. No.
But San Diego State, Gonzaga, St. Mary's. I mean,
really, I think I'd rather play BYU.
Between Gonzaga and St. Mary's, they don't scare me like years past. But no matter what, you're playing a team from the West.
Yeah.
Different style of play. You know, what the heck? All right, gonna a couple more here before we get out of here. A tweet from Sky Clark. Wow, big time congrats to the Illini men's basketball and Coach Underwood on winning the Big Ten title.
Interesting.
They cut down the nets next month. Well, thanks, Sky. Appreciate that. That's from Bobo. From Brad, Illinois has a couple of guys that can draw fouls that can put teams in trouble. And yeah, I think, Brad, the way it's officiated will be a big X factor, but that would go for most games. For Illinois, though, that can be something they can use to their advantage. All right, Isaac, we got a banner, baby.
I know. That'll be awesome next year regardless.
And I think in my mind, I'm trying to think if Illinois has been a 3 seed before. In my life, we are always on the top side of the bracket. We get the occasional 1 seed. We often get a 4 or a 5.
Yeah.
A 3, I've always wanted the 2 or the 3. So we got it, and maybe that's going to finally open the lane up a little bit for them.
The year that they lost to, was it Western Kentucky?
Yes.
They were a 4 seed?
4 seed.
Okay, yeah. So yes.
Chester was out, but they still should have won that game. The Bruce Weber era. Hey, one more thing, too. Listen, there were times in this weekend where it didn't look good. You can go back and listen to the Nebraska podcast to hear our existential dread. And you know what? That could show up again in a tournament game. It could.
Yeah.
But I got to give props to Brad Underwood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've lived in the lean years from late Weber through John Gross and the first 2 years of Brad Underwood. Dude, we are in a place now as a program where, yes, this feels amazing, but it doesn't feel unexpected.
No, it's the bar. The bar is so much higher.
We got a pretty healthy program. So thank you, Brad Underwood.
Yes.
Listen, all he can ask for as a fan is moments.
Right.
And in his tenure, we've had a lot of moments. We do have one big old matzo ball out there to get. So let's go get it. Let's make a run in the NCAA tournament. And you got a team capable of doing it. All right. Wait, for Poor Brothers, we appreciate them hosting us today.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun coming in here and watching the game. And what a game it was. On St. Patrick's Day, no less, a place that has all the kind of beers you can want. So thanks to Jason and the guys at Poor Brothers. Great for drinks, great for live music every weekend. My band will play here again this summer. Also thanks to DP Doe, State Farm agent Brian Hansen, Dogtown Heating, Air and Plumbing, and Owen Builders LLC. Thanks to Champagne Showers for the bracket contest. We will tweet out that link so you can join it online. And Isaac, thank you, sir.
Oh my gosh.
So it's been a blast. We'll be back in the garage
Thursday. Yeah.
I really hope it's not an early game. I think Omaha, because there's all of these games. Boy, I could really see.
I feel like there's always an upset, like early Thursday morning, and like a lot of people are still at work and stuff. So it's like it kind of goes brushed off. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll know later tonight.
Yeah.
I would imagine that Iowa State will get the night game. So I think that either you or the BYU game might get an earlier start. Hopefully you don't get the earliest.
Okay, so quick update from Trevor. He said he likes the matchup. Iowa State's a worthy opponent. But if you're good enough, you're going to face good teams, like we've been saying. So he thinks it could have been worse.
It's been much worse.
And, I mean,
yeah.
You
didn't
point,
get screwed.
We'll take it. No, I don't think so.
And we've got screwed before, so yes. Not today.
Right.
And you are Big Ten tournament champs. What a day, Illini fans.
Yes.
All right, hey, for the YouTube folks joining us, subscribe on the way out if you haven't already, and just hit that like button. We appreciate it. For those listening in the audio portion, I will get one out there maybe Tuesday ahead of the Thursday first game, and we'll know the time tonight, so we'll try, as long as I'm not in school, to know if we're going to be able to do a garage pod on Thursday. I really hope so. Definitely Saturday. But thank you all for tuning in, for watching, wherever you may be, across the country. A lot of Illini fans all over the place. We appreciate it. Isaac, thanks again, bud.
Of course.
Go celebrate.
Let's do it.
Say hi to Derek and Jeremy. That's what I'm going to be listening to next.
Yes,
and
sir.
We will see you soon. It is the 200 level.
Adios.